Should the United States military pursue development of lethal autonomous artificial intelligence weapons? Robert J. Marks, director of Discovery Institute's Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence, says yes. He makes his case for the lethal AI weapons in his book, The Case for Killer Robots: Why America's Military Needs to Continue Development of Lethal AI. Both hard copy and Kindle versions are available at Amazon.com, or you can listen to an audio version from Google Play or Audible. To find out how to get a free copy of the monograph in its entirety, visit mindmatters.ai. Today on Mind Matters News, we listen to the executive summary and the introduction of The Case for Killer Robots: Why America's Military Needs to Continue Development of Lethal AI.
Executive Summary. The development of military artificial intelligence, AI, by adversarial countries seeking influence, necessitates parallel development by countries wishing to maintain their sovereignty. History exposes as foolish today's Pollyanna-ish calls to ban development of lethal AI weapons. Advanced technology not only wins wars, but gives pause to otherwise aggressive adversaries. AI is often discussed without definition or foundational understanding. Despite untutored media claims to the contrary, computer programs will never be creative nor write smarter AI software. AI neither understands nor has common sense. The quest for the AI singularity of computer intelligence superiority over humanity is modern alchemy. Computer programs follow the instructions from their programs and nothing more. With these misconceptions cast aside, the true challenges of lethal AI can be accurately assessed. Like fire, AI is neither good nor bad. The good and bad lie in human implementation. Compromising freedom, China uses AI to track the faces of political adversaries and rank its citizens. But AI can plan travel on Google Maps, recognize your voice on Alexa, and save trips to the bank to deposit checks using image recognition of cell phone photos. Most anything lethal can be weaponized using AI. The fundamental morality of the use of lethal AI lies not with AI, but with the programmer and the end user. Total autonomy of lethal AI should be avoided when possible. Human supervision should be used when possible. However, in cases of communication in unfriendly environments and overwhelming attack, autonomy may be required. Human reaction time can be too slow. One large drone swarm fighting another may require a response time of the order of milliseconds. Complex systems will invariably encounter unanticipated contingencies. A self-driving car can interpret a wind-blown plastic bag as a deer. This unexpected contingency was not anticipated by the AI programmer. As the complexity of a conjunctive AI weapon systems increases linearly, contingencies increase exponentially. Misconceptions aside, there are still challenges with development of lethal AI. But the AI smoke is out of the technology bottle. And, to maintain peace and liberty, American military AI must be developed. Introduction. Today's doomsday headlines alone are enough to terrify people. The age of killer robots is closer than you think, warns one article. We're running out of time to stop killer robot weapons, declares another. Other media accounts declare that killer robots are poised for mass production, or scream in all caps that killer robots will start slaughtering people if they're not banned soon. Killer robots, also known as lethal artificial intelligence, AI, or lethal AI, utilize the powers of computer processing and algorithms to create autonomous or semi-autonomous weapons that kill people. Concerns about lethal AI aren't just being raised by reporters. The United Nations has convened discussions of the threat, and 28 governments have already called for a ban, as has the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In 2018, Guterres declared that machines that have the power and the discretion to take human lives are politically unacceptable, are morally repugnant, and should be banned by international law. More than 1,000 AI researchers agree, signing a public letter warning about the dangers of lethal AI. Signatories include the late celebrated physicist Stephen Hawking, tech entrepreneur Elon Musk, and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. Hundreds of technology companies and thousands of individuals, meanwhile, have pledged not to participate in the development or spread of lethal AI. And the group Human Rights Watch is coordinating a global campaign to stop killer robots. The fears raised by the critics of lethal AI are grimly depicted in Slaughterbots, a slickly produced Black Mirror-flavored short video which unveils a killer drone about the size of an Oreo cookie. The drone contains embedded AI in the form of facial recognition and flexible flying skills as a member of a drone swarm. The drone also contains a directed, bullet-shaped exploding charge. Once programmed with a face or a characteristic of the target, the drone autonomously flies into a theater of operation and, like a honeybee fluttering from flower to flower, searches for a face match in the crowd. When found, the Slaughterbot places itself close to the subject's forehead and shoots a projectile into the brain. These Slaughterbots, released in a swarm, it is argued, could win wars quickly, or be used by a rogue Republican to kill all the Democrats attending a joint session of Congress. Slaughterbots condescendingly presents killer drone developers as stereotypical warmongers. Stuart Russell, a professor of computer science at the University of California at Berkeley, ends the video with an appeal to join the fight against the development of autonomous AI killing machines. The video has received more than 3 million views on YouTube so far. Slaughterbots offers a chilling dystopian vision of the future. This vision is all the more disturbing when one realizes that the Slaughterbots the video portrays are within our grasp. High-tech weapons are easier to create than ever. AI tools are today readily available to those interested in making and deploying weapons. In 2015, a Connecticut teenager mounted a firearm on a small, remotely controlled helicopter drone. The gun was fired remotely. Drones are cheap and easy to obtain. So is software that might be used to guide them. Paul Shari, who was instrumental in fashioning the U.S. Department of Defense's policy directive on autonomy and weapons during the Obama administration, agrees that the basic concept featured in Slaughterbots is grounded in technical reality. Moreover, he warns that terrorists already have access to Slaughterbot technology. There is nothing we can do to keep Slaughterbot-like technology out of the hands of would-be terrorists. Just like how terrorists can and do use cars to ram crowds of civilians, the underlying technology to turn hobbyist drones into crude autonomous weapons is already too ubiquitous to stop. At the same time, Shari dissents from the doomsday scenario put forward by the Slaughterbots video. The technology shown in the video is plausible, he says, but basically everything else is a bunch of malarkey. In particular, Shari faults the video for promoting a number of questionable assumptions. Governments will mass-produce lethal microdrones to use them as weapons of mass destruction. There are no effective defenses against lethal microdrones. Governments are incapable of keeping military-grade weapons out of the hands of terrorists. Terrorists are capable of launching large-scale coordinated attacks. According to Shari, these assumptions range from questionable at best to completely fanciful. Of course, the serious dangers posed by killer robots are not fanciful. Neither are the ethical challenges. But dealing with those dangers and challenges will require a sober assessment of reality, not simply appeals to emotion. This report seeks to serve as a primer for the emerging debate over the development and use of lethal AI, examining four key questions that need to be addressed if we want to create well-grounded public policies on the subject. Why is lethal AI necessary? What are the capabilities and limitations of AI? Is lethal AI immoral? What are the challenges that must be addressed if we develop lethal AI? We'll start by looking at why the development of lethal AI is necessary in the first place.
You've been listening to the executive summary and introduction to The Case for Killer Robots, Why America's Military Needs to Continue Development of Lethal AI. The audio version of the book, written by Bradley Center Director Robert J. Marks, is available from Google Play and Audible. Print and Kindle editions can be purchased at Amazon.com. To find out how to get a free e-copy of the monograph in its entirety, visit mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters News is a copyrighted production of the Discovery Institute's Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence.